The number of airline passengers and the number of deaths in airplane accidents continued to rise in 1996. Although authorities say flying remains the safest way to travel, the federal government is hoping that new safety devices touted by aviation companies can save lives. But as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, the industry is lobbying to avoid getting stuck with the cost of the new technology.
Fears of terrorist attacks get plenty of attention, but when a plane goes down, the cause is usually more mundane. When a crash killed Commerce Secretary Ron Brown, and when an American Airlines jet went down in Colombia last year, investigators pointed to a very common cause: controlled flight into terrain. That's a nice way to say the plane flew into a cliff.
Absolutely, okay. It's a landing at something else than an airport.
Edward Soliday of United Airlines spoke last week before a federal commission probing airline safety after the crash of TWA Flight 800. It's not easy for pilots to see the ground at night or in bad weather, but Soliday says his airline has begun installing computers which can help.
The terrain of the entire world is stored on this chip, and the cost is less than the price of the paint on the aircraft.
The computer plots the plane's position on a sort of digital map showing the land elevations in the area. If there's a problem, the pilot hears a recorded warning.
Caution, terrain. Caution, terrain. Caution, terrain.
On a screen caution, which terrain. Resembles a radar display, the pilot can see the shape of a mountain or other obstruction looming ahead.
Terrain, terrain. Pull up. Pull up.
This device is one of many designed to give pilots more information more quickly. Just as seafarers once navigated by noting the positions of the stars, pilots can now plot their positions by receiving signals from U.S. military satellites overhead. It's called the Global Positioning System. George Donahue of the Federal Aviation Administration says it's becoming more widely used.
The satellites in orbit look down and see basically everywhere. They look into canyons, they look between the mountains. And that means that every aircraft who's equipped with a global positioning system receiver knows exactly where it is within roughly 10 meters.
Still, other systems will soon allow a jetliner to broadcast its position to other planes to help avoid collisions. The FAA wants to use such gadgets to give pilots more control. They call the concept free flight. Instead of following instructions from air traffic controllers on the ground, pilots will pick their own routes through the sky. Donahue says free flight is more efficient. More planes can safely be in the sky at once, which means you may experience fewer delays at the airport.
The reality today is that the computers on board a modern aircraft, like a Boeing 777 or their advanced 747-400, the computers on that aircraft are more powerful than all the computers in a big en route air traffic control center. And what we're trying to find is the right balance between what the pilot and the aircraft can do better and what the controller or the air traffic manager on the ground can do better.
If two planes are on a collision course, pilots will still depend on air traffic controllers to tell them what to do. And in order to do their job, the controllers say they need billions of dollars worth of new equipment, too. Over the last 15 years, the FAA's system for buying new technology all but collapsed. Vice President Al Gore is chairman of the commission investigating airline safety.
The FAA is still operating a system that is replete with obsolete equipment, from vacuum tubes and rotary dial phones to World War II vintage radar scopes.
FAA officials say they've made major changes, but they're billions of dollars short of the money they need to modernize. Some of that money will likely come from the aviation industry, which has industry lobbyists concerned. John Olcott testified before Vice President Gore's commission last week. He represents business aviation companies, which ferry corporate executives in private planes. Private plane owners pay only a tiny percentage of aviation taxes, and Olcott argued that big commercial airlines should continue paying more for safety services.
I would submit that the majority of the costs associated with those towers in terms, and airports, in terms of fire rescue, other requirements, is is predicated on the fact that they're commercial service airports.
Chapman is hoping Congress doesn't see his companies as a possible funding source for all that new equipment. Republican leaders in Congress are considering changes in the system of taxes that support the FAA. Any specific change could hurt some companies while helping others. The upcoming lobbying battle over those changes may determine how much safer the skies become and also who pays for it. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.